sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You're listening to Becky Ivins, who is wishing Miss Emily Ivins Hathaway a very happy birthday today, and hoping that she's sleeping in and not hearing this. we have got some guests today that kind of a lively conversation, I hope. And this is our owners of Hayes Electric, Dwayne and Alan, and we'll just get right into it. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Becky.
Okay. We always have Mark Carr with us. He's my team member that I guess doesn't mind getting up on a Saturday morning.
No, I do what I told.
Yeah, there you go. And then next week.
You need to talk to my guys.
Yeah, I'll come. We'll do a motivational
speaker.
Do what
you're told thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll do a Tony Robbins for you.
Thanks.
I'll come in, man.
That.
All right.
Yeah. Well, next week we're going to have Scott Hill on. And Scott Hill's with Call Us First Home Inspections. And a lot of the things we're talking about today are we find on home inspections. And Hayes Electric's been around since forever.
1963.
63. Okay. And I've used them for 40 years. So there you go. And the thing that always, always surprises me is how reasonable the bill is.
Well, we try.
Well, the thing is electricity is not a do-it-yourself job for most people. Most people can grab a hammer and a nail and a saw and a weed whacker, and they can do things themselves. But electricity is pretty scary. Because of the safety issues involved. So one thing we're going to talk about today is older homes that have 60 amp service.
Yeah, 60 amp services, yeah.
Okay, so Dwayne, how do we know if we have 60 amp service?
Well, when you go out to the back of the house where your meter is at, you're going to look at the box that's connected to the wall, not the meter. If it's a round base, that tells you it's a 60 amp service. If it is a oblong one or rectangular one, kind of, that tells you it should be 100 amp because you're not going to be able to tell by the wire size. That's going to generate, then you say, okay, I need to call an electrician to verify that that's exactly what it is. Regardless, it's a 60 amp meter base. It's not designed to be holding 100 amps, so it should be replaced.
And
we
just don't
have the things. We didn't have the things back then when those houses were built that we have now. And so if you have a 60 amp service on there, you're quite ill-equipped to handle all the things, you know.
Sometimes even a straightening iron.
Sometimes.
Right?
Well, generally on those old homes back then usually had four circuits. So what I mean by that is you'd have maybe one that did all the lights in the house. Then you had the other three circuits may have done like living room plugs and your kitchen plugs and then a couple bedroom or a bedroom, you know, and that's pretty much it that it's all it's doing. So you start plugging in microwaves and refrigerators and your fry daddies and all that kind of stuff. Well, yeah, you're going to be tripping circuits.
Well, then you just go to the garage and you just flip it back on.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what Daddy always did.
Right. And then before you may know it, you may have a possible problem because you could overheat that wire and it could snap it, could burn out the breaker, whatever. It's just best that you don't do that.
Do you know what I found out not too long ago, within the last year, is that my kitchen island needs a 60 amp circuit. Just about.
Yeah,
you think about everything in an island. I mean, and I do have a nice big island that we installed.
Mm-hmm.
It's got the trash compactor.
Right.
It's got a 5-burner electric stovetop.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a very powerful fan on an exhaust vent.
Mm-hmm.
It's got the microwave.
Right.
It's got the warming drawer.
Yes.
It's got the plug for the KitchenAid mixer.
Mm-hmm.
And three other plugs. that we are for phone chargers and just, you know, the immersion blender, everything else that plugs into a kitchen island. Right. So you think about that, and we were adding up the amperage when we were there, and that's a lot of amps.
Yeah, you don't necessarily total everything like that.
Well, we don't
figure your power draw, but you probably need two or three circuits
she has,
out there.
She has the one for the cooktop, which is that, you know, the 30 amps.
Right.
And then you have two 110s, but we had to split it up because there's no way we could get up underneath the concrete floor.
Right. So we had to decide which ones I was likely to use at the same time.
Yep. Exactly.
And, so I'm not likely going to be using the everything at the same time.
Unless you get you and your daughters or daughter-in-laws all in there cooking at one time.
It's my sons that cook, Dwayne. Okay. Well, come on. You know.
Okay, we could throw that in there too. Yes.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So amperage, I mean, think about that. Homes were built with 60 amp circuits, and I literally could use that much in my kitchen island. So homes,
your
still,
kitchen in a, as a total, you could easily
use that because there's then on the other side there was other stuff like two ovens and a refrigerator.
Refrigerator, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Another microwave.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We're into our microwaves.
Yeah. Because a lot of your microwaves, you know, they're anywhere from 15 to 20, well, 15 to 18 amps. Mm-hmm. As a general rule, some of them there are less. But like Alan was saying, you know, you're not going to use everything. You know, you can't figure all that out, but you want to just in case plan for it.
Sure.
I mean, that's why today's codes, we're required to have two 110 small appliance circuits, a microwave circuit, refrigerator circuit, you know,
dishwasher
garbage
disposal
circuit. So you got five 110s that's dedicated strictly for the kitchen. And then you can add more as you see fit, you know, but that's your five main ones.
Well, what do you do if you have only 60 amps for your whole house? That is the question we're going to answer. So on a 60-amp system, let's just go ahead and kind of get into this. What typically did the older houses have that have this? And there's a lot of them that still exist. A lot of homes still have 60-amp service. What they didn't have was air conditioning.
Right.
What they didn't have was a dryer, an electric clothes dryer.
Exactly.
But what they did have was usually a gas stove.
Mm-hmm.
And the gas oven,
right.
Very popular
gas floor furnaces or panel rays or
yeah,
you know,
they
that
had
kind of
gas
stuff.
As opposed to a lot of electric that we've turned to. Mm-hmm. So if they change out and they had gas hot water tanks, so even though you need electricity to fire some of these gas products, it was 110.
Yeah,
right.
Some people find this stuff out the hard way. Their hot water tank goes out. And so they think, well, I'll just go to electric because I'll save, you know, $300 or $400 buying an electric one versus a gas one. They buy it and they, you know, they go to put it in. They don't have the electric to be able to run to it.
Right.
Because it takes a fairly substantial amount of electricity to run an electric hot water tank.
Right.
And that's where people, you know, a lot of them don't realize until, you know, they get something that requires more electricity, and then they're faced with a problem.
What's the danger of having too little amperage in a house?
Well, the biggest thing that could happen would be, you know, breakers tripping and things like that. But really what happens when you add something like that and you find somebody sketchy enough to add the electricity for you onto your 60-amp service, you're going to get dimming lights, dimming down really hard. And to be honest, when you have a dip like that and when the voltage drops, it can damage some newer things that we have nowadays, like your TVs and things like that. They're sensitive to the voltage that's going to them. And you could wind up spending a lot more money than you had planned.
On the electronics of your home. We've got more to talk about, quite a lot more to talk about. with our owners of Hayes Electric, and we're going to return and tell you what the interest rates are doing. Unbelievable things happening in the mortgage market. Right after this, with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK. Hey, welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Becky Ivins that you are listening to. My license number is 47388, and Mark Carr is here. License number?
180484.
We've all got license numbers. Alan with Hayes Electric?
57865.
Dwayne with Hayes Electric?
I couldn't even tell you. I don't know.
We've got the illegal on the line here. Okay. We're talking 60-amp service.
So we are.
You guys said an awful lot. Dwayne, you said an awful lot off the air. Now, go ahead and say it on the air, because I was going, this would be great content for, because people like to learn things. So tell us about 60-amp service.
Well, your 60-amp service is, like I said, back in the day, we didn't have microwaves. We didn't have all the amenities, you know, TVs in every single room, and daughters running hair dryer, and wives running hair dryers and curling irons and all that kind of stuff. Well, your services back in those days, they usually, like I said, had four, maybe six. Well, if you start adding AC units or window units, you're going to be drawing more power. Well, a lot of times your AC techs have been known to just tap in on their own. You end up having a double tap in the meter base, which is a no-no.
Well, we see that a lot on inspection reports. It says double tap at meter base.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what does a double tap mean?
That means basically you got two sets of wires going under each of those lugs. So on the service, you have a 221. You have phase A, which is 120 volts, and phase B, which is 120 volts. Mm-hmm. And then you have your neutral wire. So you test between the neutral and one hot, that's 120 volts. You test between both hots, that's 220. Okay? So you'd have two wires underneath each one of the two. 110s plus the neutral. Well, it's not designed for that.
That's those lugs are rated for one wire under each.
And that's it.
And the guys will loosen them up and squeeze an extra wire under there and pinch it back down, and it's they're not rated for that.
And what happens?
They can burn up.
Oh, okay.
Next thing you know.
Well, when we say burn up, what happens is the wires, they'll work loose in there. And then there starts with arcing, and it builds corrosion in there, and the lugs just get really hot, and then the connection goes bad.
Bad. They'll turn colors.
It's even black. It'll be black. No,
it can be
black, blue.
Bright blue.
You know,
brown,
you name it.
You name it. Green. I've seen green.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, but the double tap at the meter base is very dangerous thing to do.
It's a big no-no.
It's a big
okay.
no-no. Even in panels, I've seen double taps.
If you have central heat and air installed in your house and you have 60-amp meter base,
plan on doing a service.
You need to upgrade the service.
But isn't an upgrade of service really expensive?
You know, my version of expensive and somebody else's may be a little different. If you have a typical what we'd call back-to-back service, that means the meter on the outside and the breaker box is right behind it on the inside.
Uh-huh.
It typically runs around $1,500, but it's more than just replacing those two items. There's grounding and bonding and things that have to be done according to code to bring it totally up to service to make sure you have a good grounded system. We have to run bond wires, which is just a ground wire from the new panel and hit the cold water pipe and then branch off to the other pipe, the hot. And then we also have to find the gas line in the house and bond to it. Drive two ground rods 8 feet into the ground each.
How do you do that? Especially in the summertime.
Yeah, it can get ugly.
It can get ugly. Sometimes, you know, we have a driver that we can run the ground rods in, but then sometimes that doesn't work either. So then you're getting out a water hose and you're wetting that ground down.
There's been some
water and electricity, always the perfect pair.
That's it.
There's been some times I could think of Piedmont, the ground gets really hard and dry up that direction. And I could think of times where I was using the drill and actually drilling a hole with a hammer drill to, and then putting water in it to be able to try to get the the rod to go down.
And I just thought I had it hard trying to get those yard signs in someone's yard during the summer timeline. Yeah. Sometimes that feels like you're trying to drive that a stake into concrete, right? So, well, there's also arc. You mentioned arcing within the meter base.
Yes.
If you double tap on it, right. And then there's double tapping on the inside the box itself in panel
in the breakers.
In the breaker panel. Mm-hmm. And besides that, what's your next thing that is like a dangerous thing that we should address? I hear music coming on. We probably should address this. Right after our break. But we're going to talk a little bit more about how to upgrade your service. And 100 amp isn't all it's cracked up to be anymore. You might need to upgrade to that 200 amp service. And we're going to be right back with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK. Hey, welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You're listening to Becky Ivins, and we have got a couple of experts here that are electrifying.
Shocking.
Yes, shocking. from Hayes Electric. Hayes Electric is my go-to electrician, and they're not the only electrical company in town, but they're the only ones I call. So, and I've called them for 40 years. I'm always pleasantly surprised at how quickly they not only just get to the job, but get the job done and a very reasonable bill and the knowledge that they have behind them. So if you need an electrician, get your pencil out because I'm going to tell you the number. It is 789-2065. That's one of my go-to numbers I have totally memorized. So, again, it is 789-2065. If you have a question for our expert electricians, do give us a call here at 840-1000, 840-1000.
And it's time for our word of the day. The word of the day is brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing, whether it's a small repair or a total roof replacement. We love Robbins Roofing. They just do a fantastic job. Yeah.
And they're bringing us our word of the day, which is?
Arc fault.
Arc fault.
All right, Alan, what's an arc fault?
An arc fault is exactly what it sounds like. A good explanation would be, a plug in the wall when it's installed. If somebody doesn't get a screw tightened down on the plug properly, when there's a power draw trying to go through it, there can be an arc created in there. And that's why we have arc fault breakers now. It's to pick up on loose connections, you know, things like that, that could be a danger, you know, in the long run. And so the moment the breaker detects that little arc from that loose wire, it shuts itself off.
Which is the ground fault.
It is not ground fault circuit interrupter.
Uh-oh.
It is an arc fault circuit
interrupter. Arc fault. Huh? Okay. Yeah.
And they're very similar. They look very similar, but their process is slightly different.
That's why we bring the experts on, right?
Right there.
There you go, for sure. So, our word of the day is brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. And I believe we've got Larry Robbins on the phone. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning. Good morning, Becky. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Larry.
Yeah, do you know something? I asked you to call in because we had a lot of weather yesterday.
Yes, we did. There was a lot of rain that was much needed, and actually some hail around the state, so and some more chances today and tomorrow. So.
And wind. I mean, the wind. People forget. I mean, we think about just hail causing our roof damage, but it's wind that can be so destructive as well, right?
That's exactly right. The one thing is, and we talk about this all the time, is it doesn't cost anything to have the roof looked at. So if you in any way, shape, or form think that you might have some type of storm damage, you know, call our office and let us come take a look. Like I said, it doesn't cost you anything, and we'll give you, a free assessment of what's going on with your roof.
Well, and you don't mind delivering an assessment such as, your roof's watertight and looks good. There's no work here for
Absolutely.
Us.
That's exactly right. We do that all the time.
Well, and that's awesome. You know, I cannot turn a corner in my neighborhood without seeing your sign in a yard.
Yeah, we're doing lots of work in your neighborhood.
But you know something? Very discerning people in my neighborhood. They do not just call my next door neighbor didn't just call you. They called somebody else first. And then I said, sure. Why don't you call Larry? Because at least that way you would have a second opinion. And, it really helps to have somebody you trust to begin with. And I trust Robbins have for many years. And the thing that you're checking for, like today and on through the next week, is going to be a little bit more wind damage in the metro?
Well, a little bit. I mean, just an overall assessment. I mean, wind damage is usually pretty obvious. You usually have missing shingles or at least lifted shingles. We had a customer call in that doesn't live too far from you that we did his roof in 2010, and he's putting his house on the market, and his inspector, he has an impact-resistant shingle, and his house inspector said, hey, you need to call your roofer. You've got hail damage. And he was quite surprised, but there's lots of roofs out there with damage, and people don't really realize it. They don't really think to call unless the roof's leaking. So just remember that statute of limitations. You have 1 year from the storm date, and so it's always better to be safe and have it looked at.
And most insurance companies, if you go a year past the storm date and then recognize that you've got the damage, they're under no obligation to pay for your roof. So Robbins Roofing is taking up the torch here to help you look at your roof to be sure that you don't have any current roof damage. You may not notice it till next year. So,
right. That's the thing. You want a true assessment. You don't want somebody, some of these guys go out there and they try and get roofs totaled that have no business being totaled. And so, as you well, we don't do that. We call it the way we see it, and then we work together as a team.
So, Robbins Roofing, 728-3700, 728-3700. You can always go to BeckyIvins.com and punch on Becky's favorites, and Robbins is right there, big and noticeable, because they're one of our most used vendors that we associate ourselves with. And there's a link straight to their website, too, 728-3700. Thank you, Larry.
Thank you, Becky. Y'all have a blessed day.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
He brought up a point that I would like to also touch on just a little bit. I see it all the time. There are companies out there, electrical companies, and I'm sure there's companies of all types that do it. There are some companies, when they send an estimator out, you're not getting the owner of the company. You're getting somebody they're paying to do their estimating, and a lot of them work on commission.
Right.
And that's a scary thing, because you may not be getting a perfectly honest answer from them about what your needs really are. I go behind these guys a lot, and when I get there, I'm looking at what they're asking me to look at. Okay, if I see something dangerous, obviously I'll tell them about it. But ultimately, I'm there as a service to them, and I'm looking at whatever their needs are.
Right.
And I give them an estimate on their needs. Okay. And I'm not afraid to tell them, look, if you believe my estimate is high, I understand. Get some more, get some more estimates. And I'm not afraid for you to get other estimates because I believe in what I'm telling you.
Right.
And if your contractor can't tell you that, then you probably need to look for another contractor.
Right. And deal with somebody locally.
Yeah.
That, because you don't want to deal with somebody that's out of, say, Louisiana.
Right. No, you definitely don't want to do that.
Because they're going to be long gone. I could tell you many, many stories about folks that had a less expensive roof put on, they got a lower bid, and then I go to sell their house, and they've got, like, defective shingles, number two shingles, mm-hmm. as, you know, the some...
So like a cheap 15-year shingle
or
instead
a faulty
of a 30.
Shingle. A faulty shingle that mm-hmm. was kind of put to the side and sold cheap.
Right.
But you don't know what's going up on your house, so deal with a reputable person. You're paying an awful lot to get those shingles put on. So put on a good shingle to begin with and go with a company that's going to take care of you. And Robbins Roofing's my company.
Yeah.
And Hayes Electric. Now, neither of you are a Hayes. Is that right?
That's correct. Correct.
I think you almost are.
Just about. You know, people call the office all the time asking for Alan Hayes.
Right.
And,
now, you
and,
might as well
and
just
I just
embrace
answer
it.
The phone.
Yes.
I just answer the phone. But, yeah, my name is not Hayes. Dwayne and I both worked for Gary Hayes. I worked for Gary for 20 years. I think it was about 15.
No, I started in 2000.
So anyway,
yeah. So
several years before he retired.
Right. Well, and then Gary got it from his dad.
Right.
His dad got it from his granddad.
Yeah.
So
his dad and his granddad, I think, started it together.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
there were. It was actually a plumbing company way back when.
Really.
Yeah. And then they got into electric, and then they decided the electric was much better than the plumbing, and just ended the plumbing.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, the electric certainly does take a lot of expertise, and I enjoy the fact that you guys have the knowledge behind it where I can call and just discuss something with you. Tell me the difference in what we just talked about, the ground fault circuit interrupter and the arc fault.
Well, the difference is in the name. Ground faults detect... some type of fault going through the ground, you know, an electrical short or something like that. That's where ground faults come in. Arc faults is just that; it's an arcing that it detects.
Well,
you
and
know, in the makeup.
If you've never seen an arc, you could. You've never left your fork in the microwave.
that's correct.
That's correct.
That's a pretty scary thing to see the arc in right. that microwave, and especially if it's on a paper plate, because then your plate catches on fire, and then your food gets a little bit hotter than what you really intended, right?
We call it an arc, but, you know, really it can be something as simple as a spark.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's really what happens when you have a loose connection. Sparks, yeah. you know, jump off of that connection where it's trying to draw power,
right.
and that's what will trip the arc fault breaker.
Okay. Well, we've got kind of a surprise for you when we come back, so I want you to stay tuned for more of Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You're listening to Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate Company. And if you need me for any real estate advice, all you have to do is call 722-3232. 722-3232. And now... are you ready for your surprise? Somebody call in, and you're going to get something pretty special. If you call in, we've only got about 5 minutes left, but if you need an electrical call, you're going to get half off.
Half off. Half off a one-man service call.
Yeah, we only have one of those to give away. We also have, are you ready for this? If you are ready to sell your home and you want to sell it, there's a $500 certificate, true $500 off your listing. So you get two things if you want to call and be a part of our conversation. It is 840-1000. Just give us a call, 840-1000. If we miss you because we go off the air, Mr. Gann is going to take the information for us, and we'll get it to us. So we've got 4 or 5 minutes left. Let's talk about electricity.
Okay.
So tell me a typical call you had this week. Dwayne, what did you have? What call?
Well, the closest one would be the one I did yesterday. First job in the morning, nice little lady got there. She's having a problem with her sink light. It wasn't coming on. Walked in the house, and I look at the switch, and I'm like, okay, it's a stat switch. It's going to be bad. So go over there and check.
A stat switch as in a rheostat?
No, a stack switch means it's got.
Stack.
Yeah, instead of having like just a single switch. It's two switches in one location, so it's stacked. So
oh.
One on top of
one
the
on
other.
Top of the other.
Okay.
So got there, and I was like, okay, mess with it. Yep, it's bad. So I replaced it. sink light came on, and she goes, well, we go, is there anything else that you need? And she goes, well, this light over here, my ceiling fan, you know, put these LED bulbs in, and as soon as I turned it on, it hummed. I'm like, okay, and I look over, and I see she has an old rotary dimmer. Well, those don't comply with LEDs. So we swapped it out for her. And then we did a couple – one other thing before, changed out a couple fluorescent bulbs because she was older, can't climb up on a ladder, and shouldn't be, rightfully so. And next thing I know, I get a call from the office manager. She says, hey, this lady called in, and she was very happy that you guys went above and beyond. That's what we try to do. If we've got time to do extra stuff for you, we will do it.
Yeah. Now, I know that – problem. Alan, you, like, cleaned out the gutters for somebody
I
this
did.
Week.
Well, it wasn't this week, but it does happen periodically. But if I go out there and I'm doing something so simple, you know, an $80 service call, I'm like, ugh, you know, all I did was reset a GFI or reset a breaker or something like that. And so I ask, you know, is there anything else you need while I'm here? I want you to get your money's worth. And, you know, she was by herself, didn't have any family in the area. And so she had a clog in her gutter, you know, above her entry there. And so I put my ladder up there and cleaned out her gutter. You know, and she was extremely happy. But, you know, we try to tell people if you're going to call us out, if in any way possible, if it's not hard to wait, get two or three little items at least to make sure you get your money's worth out of that service call.
Well, and the thing is go buy some light bulbs for these guys to put in for you because yeah. Some of my lights are 14 feet in the air.
Right.
I'm not getting up there to do it. Right. So
it's always helpful if you have your bulbs that you're going to use because – there's so many bulb choices out there now, we just can't possibly carry all of them.
Where can I get the bulbs you put in my house, which is, I believe, 4,000K?
We don't have any bulbs in there, do
no,
we?
No, hers are retrofit trims. If you're going to buy those, you can go to Lock Supply. I mean, you can go to Home Depot and Lowe's, but
I think you get a little better quality.
Quality at Lock
Supply.
Would you put
some bulbs, like, above my fireplace in the lights, the canned lights that were up there, the kind of... Like hanging down cans.
She's talking, I think, about the eyeball trims. And those ones there, if I recall right, we just got those at – we went ahead and typically got those at – those ones there at Lock Supply.
Lock Supply.
Right.
Because Home Depot and Lowe's don't carry 4,000K.
Not a lot of the time, typically, no.
They carry 2,700, 3,000, and like 5,000.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, the 5,000 gets to be too much.
Too much.
5,000 is blue.
You're right. Your 5,000 is blue because that's what the sun puts off, is 5,000 Kelvin. So when we start saying 5,000, stuff like that, K factor, that's what it actually is. It's what the sun puts off, is 5K.
It's not a very usable light inside your home, though.
So the higher the shadow, the more blue, the lower the K, the more yellow.
Yeah, 4,000 is really the magic.
It's white.
That's the magic number that gives you the best usable light.
But what you find in the big box stores, whoops, I guess we're out of time, but we've got a call that's kind of hanging on waiting. So if you want that half off with Hayes Electric, be sure. And hang on, because Mr. Gannon's going to get to you. Call Hayes Electric this week if you need help, 789-2065, or call me. I'm at 722-3232. Have a good day, Mark.
Thanks, you too.
Okay, see you guys next week with Home Inspection Guys, Scott Hill.
Great show.